The state has released a new report that lays out ways for communities to move toward more sustainable, lower-cost energy. State Energy Coordinator Steve Hagenson introduced the Alaska Energy Pathway Report yesterday at a rural energy conference in Fairbanks. Hagenson says it puts energy options in the hands of communities.
The pathway document is really a deployment strategy for Alaskans to use local fuels with local control. So they can now see, well, here's what we would recommend, this type of technology, here's what the cost would be, here's the resulting energy cost, so you can see if it's a good plan for your community.
The database shows what can be done immediately and over the next 15 years to improve energy independence and lower the cost of electricity and heating along the rail belt and in 227 rural communities. Hagenson says the report follows on a 2009 state analysis that pointed out energy resource options for communities.
Then we take that level and we drill down to a more detailed look that says, this is the exact technology you should deploy, here's what it's going to cost about, and here's what the resulting energy is going to cost, here's what the operating cost, and so we give you a new energy cost for that community.
Hagenson says the report does not include alternative energy projects that would increase the costs, and that for some very small villages, staying with diesel power while increasing efficiency and conservation is the best option. He says overall there are enough cost-effective non-fossil fuel options to enable 91% of off-the-rail belt energy to come from renewables. The Energy Pathway Report is a work in progress and is out for public comment.